Damon, your kids don't think you're funny?
Not at all. Not at all. Until I take out the wallet. Then I'm their favorite comedian.
Who do they like?
Your grandkids think you're funny.
My grandkids think I'm
funny. They think Papa's hilarious.
It's easy to make kids laugh.
Yeah. You know, my kids think I'm funny.
Papa, do it again.
I embarrass the hell out of my kids. That's why they think I'm funny. Like, when they graduate school, I get up, like, they go to get their diploma, and right when it's that moment where they get their diploma, I stand up and go, I knew you were going to be somebody. I knew your mama called you dumb, but I knew you were going to be somebody.
He really does.
And
I do it to
all of the nephews and nieces just sit back going, is Uncle Malone coming to my graduation? Please don't. He's embarrassing.
I'm going to be the drunk uncle.
He does the same joke over and over again. My daughter's like, he does the same joke over and over again.
But it kills every time.
Every time.
She begged Sean. Sean, his daughter graduated. His middle child just graduated. And Sean literally was like, Marlon, please. She's not going to talk to you. I was just like, she's like, please. You just can't do it. I was going to do it so bad. And just when it was that moment, my brother Sean looked at me like, please don't make me punch you in the chest. Not here in front of these white people. Please don't make me do this to you.
Sip, they said something that was, I thought, amazing a minute ago off air. Mm-hmm. And they said their parents
have never seen them perform.
Have never seen them do stand-up. Their parents think that they're all clean comics.
Yeah, my mother thinks I'm Sinbad.
They think
you're like that Sinbad, ain't you?
And Sean says like Cosby. Tell stories.
My father, Joe Witness, he made the mistake of sending some of the brothers and sisters down to see us perform.
Oh, no.
They almost disfellowshipped them.
They
got a Bible study with just him, like, Mr. Wayans, we need to sit down with your brother Wayans.
And your movies, too?
In the movies, too?
Well, they seen our movies. They walked out a Scary Movie, the premiere.
My mother was in a wheelchair at that point, Scary Movie. She got out the wheelchair and military crawled out the theater.
Military crawled?
Like the Terminator at the end of part one. Military crawled out the theater. Now we do it. It's like, and that was our biggest hit. So my parents are like the groundhogs. We invite them, and if they leave early, we know it's going to be a big hit.
What's that thing called?
The groundhog.
No, what's his name? Tom.
Punxsutawney
Phil. I love that movie.
Never. Wow. They've never seen you stand up.
No, man.
So was it funny? Were you doing jokes and stuff at home when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. They've seen our comedy before. Uh-huh.
But you said your parents are funny, too.
Yeah. My mother is really funny when she's mad.
And my father's annoying, and he's always making her mad.
Right. So
it's always funny. He's always funny.
They're the best buddy team ever. Like, Abbott and Costello got nothing on Howie and Vi. Howie and Vi, boy. My mother would go on for hours.
Your parents don't curse.
She calls her.
My mother, she invented cursing.
And they get mad at us when we curse. Where the heck you get that from?
Yeah. I didn't raise you like that.
Pirates be like, oh, God, put me down.
Who cusses the most, your mom or your dad?
My mother. My dad don't curse to the point where if he ever curses, it sounds hilarious. He cursed like white
cursed
guys.
One time. I heard my dad curse one time, and I laughed.
Because
it took him about 2 hours to say it. She just kept on going. His mouth was formulating the F word. Like,
that took him 2 hours to say it.
It took him 2 hours to finally say it.
And it still wasn't a curse. You're a fudge.
A fudge. You're a fudge.
Go fudge yourself.
What the fudge is wrong with you?
My mom, here's the brilliance of my mom, is she ragged on my father, but would always come with new material. For 50 years, she's been ragging on this guy
She need to be put on Funniest Win.
Yeah.
She would win.
She calls
new
him
stuff every time.
She calls
new
him stuff. Her husband. Not her husband. Yeah, that's my husband over there.
One time she called him a unicorn with breasts, and I said, a unicorn with breasts? Why? And here's the thing. As kids, we'd be in the back listening, and we
screaming.
It's almost like she's doing stand-up for us. Really.
When she hit a good one, we would laugh.
Because, you know, that's our father. We're like, I ain't going to laugh. Because we ain't going to curse. Oh, my God, that was funny.
We'll never see him the same again.
Oh, man.
When it was time for us to get disciplined, all we could think about was the snap she talked about. Go in the room and pull your pants down. Yeah, unicorn went bust. He wasn't so tough when Cecil slapped
him. I put my pants down. How you put a bra on?
You got mother's line on him.
Cecil slapped you. You ain't do nothing. No.